Ah, before we get into anything, this episode here is brought to you by retriggering of PJ's memory.
Total Recall.
Can it be done? That's the question.
Have you seen Total Recall?
No.
Oh, one day.
It's
one of my absolute favorite movies. That would have been a fundamental if I showed it to you.
Are you?
It's recording. Time? Huh?
Oh, I think because you were.
Oh, because I was yeah. Up here.
Oh,
I leaned away from the mic. Yes, my bad. What's up?
I'm so sorry. You're what? Like.
Oh, to take
the whole yeah.
Did it break up your shit? Do I need to?
We can move it back.
I can leave.
Nah, it's okay.
You sure? I won't fuck your cinematography up.
I'm touching. You can see this on camera.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we're great.
Okay.
Fuck.
He's not great.
Yeah.
There you go. Now he is. Nope. Smoking helped. PJ?
Yes.
Well, as he said, we watched this movie that we're about to talk about last week.
Mm-hmm.
Not watching it again. Mm-hmm. We're just going to do like the old school days and figure this shit out.
There we go.
So, PJ, whenever you ready.
Theme music.
There you go.
Let's go. Hustle, motherfucking hustle.
Yeah, I gave you a little extra one there. What's going on, everybody? Or you know what? Since you know, we should think of. I got you. I got one.
Okay.
What up, hustlers? Because I can't say hey hustlers because that was like, the spirit's line.
Yeah.
It's like what up, hustlers?
What up, hustlers?
What up, motherfucking?
Hey, hustlers. Going? What's going down, hustlers? Hustlers.
What the fuck's up, hustlers?
Hustlers in the house.
Hustlers.
That might be one.
We'll workshop this.
Hustlers.
Hustle up.
Hustle up. This is how the name of the show came to be.
It really is.
Just started throwing random shit out.
I was at work and I was just writing down shit. And I was like, I got like five of them. And I was like, let me see what PJ thinks about this shit. And it was out of the five, he ended up picking he picked the homie to hustle, and then he picked the joke one. I wrote as a joke. He actually liked it. I was niggas watching movies.
Does that not make sense?
But this thing about you got like one of the white listeners was like, yeah, I'm listening to niggas watching movies. That's some shit. Like, we get somebody beat up.
Hey, no, but then that's when the conversation would be had. No, it's really a podcast. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
We would get people after they got fucked up.
That's true.
That's.
I mean, just take it on the chin and keep listening.
Yeah, come on. You love us, okay? You take ass whoopings for us.
Is that right?
We would never do the same thing. I'm sorry. Just kidding.
Be like, you know this nigga? Be like, no. That's not what I said.
That's not what I said.
That's not what I said.
Yeah. P-Jizzle.
Yeah.
Come on. I'm gonna hover my finger over these buttons. Because I'm gonna ask you.
Shit.
What episode number is this? You were close last time. We broke a barrier, I'll say that.
220.
No, sorry. I forgot we got the real one. Yeah, you got that's right.
Ha! Ha ha!
So used to hitting that middle button. Episode 220. What movie did we watch? It's right in front of you on the camera, dog. It's right in front of you. You can just look down and find out.
Ricky O. The story of Ricky.
Open book quest.
Right.
Quest test, sorry. 1991,
mm-hmm.
An hour and 28 minutes. I don't know how much it cost, but I have a number for how much it made. How much you think this made? I think this is converted to US, I think.
91?
It's like an exact fucking number, too. It ain't like 2 million or 3 million. It has the exact numbers.
$954,680.
Wrong! Just
riding on it. Am I close?
No.
Fuck.
Way higher.
Fuck. Okay. 5,600,007.
Wrong! 2,147,778.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is exact.
So I was writing that down. I was like, oh.
not playing games. Yeah.
IMDb score something 0.1 out of 10, and this is 13,103 people that voted. So something 0.1 out of 10.
7.
Got it.
Goddamn right.
7.1 out of 10.
All right.
See, that's much better when we don't watch the movie.
Ah, how, Sway?
Well, we watched it, but it was a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
About a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
Rotten Tomatoes score out of 100%. Accumulatively from the critics, did you think they fucked with it? What you think the critics' thoughts out of 100%?
65.
Wrong! It's actually higher. It's pretty damn high, actually. Critics fucked with this, apparently. I was shocked.
83?
Ah, 89.
Ah, whoa.
Right. I did not expect that. The critics fucked with it, man. I didn't see how many reviews it had, but it had enough for it to be at fucking 89.
Okay.
Audience. Mm-hmm. 100% accumulatively. Big hint for you, it's not that far off. So.
85.
Got it.
Goddamn right.
And all right, now it's time to get the button ready for me.
All right.
Direct this movie, Ricky O, The Story of Ricky, was directed by Lam Nai Choi.
Mm.
Wrong! I'm just going to do it just because I'm pretty sure I'm fucking these names up. Fan Su Wong. You know, I got that one. I'm not wronging myself for that one. I think that's right.
Okay.
Fan Mei Shang. Again, I'm not. No, fuck you. I think I got that one too.
Okay.
Ho Kakui, you know.
Wrong!
That might be, but. Yakori Oshima, not doing it. And then Frankie Chin, not doing it for that one either. I think got those that are, oh, I got those.
Okay.
And this probably is, like, I forgot too. This is a Patreon pick.
Yes.
You know what number we at now?
16? 17, 29, 39,
wrong!
50, 60. No, 28.
Wrong! 30.
Ah, shit.
This is 30, and this is given to us by Colt45. Beat him down, Random Randy Savage. Thank you for your patronage.
Thank you.
And your movie picks. You remember what he gave us the last time?
No.
It was Itchy the Killer. So he has a thing on his Patreon picks, apparently.
I won't remember. I was going to say, I'll remember that next time, but I won't.
You won't.
That. No, it's okay.
Probably a year later from now, you won't remember.
I won't. Okay.
So, PJ,
uh-huh.
The fun begins.
Ooh.
How did this start a week ago? We ain't even got to be super in depth, man, because the whole, the first beginning part of this is just like, it goes by real quick. So, whatever you remember, I'll tell you.
How do He's you a normal start? Man, right?
Don't show that yet.
Oh.
But he is, though. He's not even normal, for real. This is like super strong dude.
Yeah.
He's like a normal guy with superpowers, I guess you could say.
Basically, he's Hercules.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah. But no, that's all I... Does it start in the jail? And it starts...
You get the opening credits, and they're showing the police van is heading to the jail. And then you get the voiceover saying that by the year 2001, prisons have become businesses. Privately owned, and the inmates are stock used for cheap labor.
Message. Yeah.
I think in 1991, when this came out, we were pretty much right there.
Yeah.
And this is based off a manga too, so maybe when the manga was written, it might not have gotten to that point there yet, but
it's always been that way.
Yeah. Prisoner lineup, PJ. You're lining up all the new prisoners. Prisoners, and they're giving up their info. I'm such and such. I'm this motherfucker. But then you see that man's Ricky. Ricky don't talk much.
Mm-hmm.
Ricky don't got nothing to say. Ricky says, fuck you.
Yeah.
And he ends up triggering. They got a metal detector. They're going through. Everybody's good. But when Ricky go through, them motherfuckers hop over the counter and shit because the shit goes off.
Yes, yes,
remember
yes.
Why?
He has pins in like his heart or some shit around his heart.
Bullets.
Like, bullets. Yeah. 5 of them. Got you.
Just shy of 50 Cent. 50 Cent beat the record a few years later.
God damn.
What was 50 Cent? 9, right?
9. Yeah. So your
boy Ricky took 5 of them.
Did you make a joke? It was a reason why he said he had it, or you said there's a... I'm pretty sure you were just fucking around.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because he asked him, like, why do you still have him in there? And no, he might have. He was like, why didn't you get him removed? And right. He was like, for personal.
For the kicks, nigga.
You know, a personal vendetta to remind me.
Never let me forget.
Yeah, some shit like that.
I need to fuck some people up.
I'm sure he said something like that.
Some tough guy shit.
Yeah, yeah.
We watched it a week ago, folks.
Huh.
Somebody, oh my God, they're so unprofessional.
The unprofessional professionals.
There you go.
Okay.
And my response is fuck you. Because we're still recording an episode.
God damn right.
We could have been unprofessional and just not done it.
Ooh.
That's the unprofessional thing.
Aha.
Our professionalness is like, hey, you got it, though. nigga.
That's like the motto for turning in schoolwork.
That hey, was my motto that, for turning in schoolwork.
You said by the end of the quarter? Oh, okay.
You got it.
Nah. Now grade that shit and give me my grade, okay?
Oh, this was you. I'm glad you turned. There was only an hour left, but you got it though, nigga. Did you get it?
Say it, huh?
How many people didn't turn it in? Oh, yeah, exactly. Shut the fuck up.
Ooh, yeah. How many people didn't?
Yeah. How many people? I'm turning this in early compared to most people.
Man.
Right.
Nah.
You know, most people are gonna send that email like, "Oh man, I missed the deadline. Can I get an extension?" Like, okay, you got it. It's in your hands.
Mm.
Leave me the fuck alone. Mm. Get off my dick.
Busting big nuts all 2021.
In your fucking face.
Goddamn right. yeah, you saw that.
They saw it on Patreon.
Ah.
PJ, we learned about the Gang of Four.
Yeah.
Remember anything about the Gang of Four?
Is that the ones that control the cell blocks? Like north, each, south, east, west? Yep,
each one's okay. Control a different block.
Okay.
You know anything about them other than that?
No.
It's like three guys and a girl.
Something just rolled down your I don't know, it might be in your...
Something rolled down?
Yeah.
Oh, it looked like it's a piece of the micro. It's a piece of the headphone foam or whatever. I hope.
That was weird.
That was. I was like, you was looking at me. I was like, what happened?
Yeah, nothing. Nothing.
I got a bug on my face, nigga.
What are we looking at?
Yeah.
Huh.
Like, you just had like a Vietnam flashback and shit. Like, oh, you all right?
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Bombs dropping.
It was 1941. Okay.
The scene was 1941. Mm. Bodies everywhere. Mm. The smell of napalm in the morning.
Mm.
Mortars blowing up around my face.
Fuck.
My leg drifted behind me in the water. Oh, that's some shit.
And there I was, all alone, with two options. Keep on treading to shore, or sit there and be shark food. I treaded to shore. Little did I know I was in enemy territory.
And they shot me in the fucking face.
God damn.
But this I took is that story. Shit. Because I'm gangster.
Of Ricky. Ricky O.
Oh, no, I mean, not too terribly far off.
Huh.
But the Gang of Four, yes, each one of them controls. I don't remember the fucking names at this point.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about them as they show up.
Okay.
Just know that there's four people running the place,
mm-hmm.
and this place is shady.
Yes.
Because, my next note, an old man got beat up at the sink.
Mm.
Remember why the old man got beat up?
He ain't do nothing wrong.
Nah. He was in, I guess... What would you call this nigga? He's not one of the Gang of Four. He's like maybe an underboss.
Mm-hmm.
He don't control the block, but he control that section.
Mm-hmm.
He a regulator.
Ah.
Mount up. It was a clear black.
All right.
Huh? Oh.
Keep forgetting.
Not in love anymore.
Goddamn right.
I keep forgetting. Things will never be the same again. He took it back to the original.
That's a white guy.
Yes. Michael McDonald.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah, they beat him up though because he's standing in the gang member dude's spot at the sink.
Mm.
And they end up, how the fuck? Oh, yeah. Because the old man has a parole hearing coming up and they're like, hey, bitch, you got a parole hearing coming up, so you best to be on your best behavior or else you get fucked and stay here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, excuse me. And he says something. He's like, please, my son, you know, I got to get to my boy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he sent me this toy train. He's like, oh, where? Let me see that toy train. Gashed his fucking face with it. Like, cut his face the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you get the first instance that, oh, this movie grimy. Because they show that shit. Like, it's bloody, it's gory as fuck.
Did he not die?
No, I don't even, I'm sorry, the old man, yeah.
Okay.
But I forgot, they don't slide across his face. I think they jam it into his face is what they do.
Mm.
They fuck his shit up. Remember that?
No.
Nada?
Like, I remember it, but nah.
But you might remember this. Your boy Ricky see what's going on. And to get revenge, he trips the bad guy and he actually falls.
Mm.
Oh, because when he smashed the toy car in the dude's face, it broke.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he trips the bad guy, he falls onto the toy and all the nails are sticking up. So it goes all through the fucking side of his face.
Yeah. And doesn't he have an eye?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got the dummy on him. We got the nails going through the eyes and the cheeks and the mouth and shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then they say something to Ricky. And I even made a note. He say something to Ricky. He just turned around. He's like, you talking to me? You talking
What's
to me?
What's going on?
The fuck you want, nigga?
Yeah.
What you mad because I fucked your mans up? Step the fuck up. What you want to do?
Yeah. You know who I am?
Bitch.
I don't give a fuck who you are.
And what do they do?
Back down.
They run the fuck off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We don't want no problems. But we know of you now.
I don't remember what this line, I think the old man says it to Ricky, but I remember me and you laughed hard for a good 2-3 minutes. But I think the old man is trying to say, hey, Ricky, you know, I'll pay you back, or like, I got something for you. But he's like, you know, I happen to be broke, but I'll get you. I got you, though. I don't know. Just him saying I happen to be broke. Just the way he said it, man. We PJ died, bro.
I mean, that's a real life statement. Like, hey.
It's like, you know, I appreciate you and what you did, but the ends ain't meeting, bro.
Yeah, I don't know what you want me to do.
Like, I'm here. And the other end is over another block, nigga. That's stay far. So I can't.
One day, you know. Remind me of this, and I got you.
Yeah, like, when I get up out this bitch, I might be able to break y'all like $5.
I'll put something on your commissary.
Yeah, yeah, you want some ramen? I got some wrap noodles for you, nigga. Master P hook you up.
Hey, you want some chips too, huh? Okay, okay. Yeah,
you want some Grippos?
Oh, and a Pepsi.
Oh, PJ.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's ever blatantly said, but you can basically assume the old man don't get that probation. His ass is stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, yeah, go back to your cell now. And he starts crying and bitching, grabbing on legs and all that kind of crazy shit, begging. But he ain't going nowhere.
They're outside?
Yes.
Is this where they're outside talking to him? Yeah.
Is that out in the rain even?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's a sad scene. Like, damn, my guy.
He's like, but my son. He's
yeah.
Like, fuck your son.
Oh, God. I feel him.
And you don't know what he does, PJ?
What's he do?
He hangs himself. Your man Ricky pissed. He said, oh, no, that's why he's pissed. Because when they get the dude's body down, they're taking him out. But Ricky's mad because they still, even though he's dead, he's still handcuffed. And he's like pulling up. He's like, he's dead. Why is he in handcuffs?
Yes.
He can't do anything to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you see Ricky is strong because he just snaps them bitches like nothing.
Hey, free my mans, all right? He died in jail. Free his spirit.
That's right. And he gives him he puts the toy train back on his chest because that was his son's toy.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
And then he lets him go off in peace.
Damn.
They want to get revenge on this nigga, though. Your boy's like, man, he fucked up my face. Because you got, like, I think
this is the fat dude, right?
Yes. Tell him.
Okay.
Tell him about the fat dude, PJ. Let's go. Called him on it.
That's all I remember for real. I remember the fat dude with the eye. He calls in Ricky and is like, hey, he's in the office, right?
Yeah.
He calls
in. Oh, you're talking about the assistant warden. I thought you were talking about the actual fat dude that Ricky about to fight.
Oh, no. Okay. So I'm ahead.
A little bit. He just, you know, because you find out the assistant warden is a fat piece of shit. And he's like, we going to handle Ricky ass. And he gives him permission to use. There's like this super overweight, strong, fat guy that's in a cell by himself. And they have Ricky go face off with him in the shower.
Mm.
Remember how Ricky take his ass out?
Nah.
He punches that motherfucker. And like, again, like I said, you knew he was strong because of the shit with the bullets in his chest and the shit ripping up the handcuffs.
Mm-hmm.
He punched the motherfucker so hard in his stomach the haymaker goes inside his stomach and his fist comes out another side of it. So he literally hooks him.
Yeah.
And then he just pulls his arm forward and you just get like a river of blood, guts, and intestines flowing out of his body. And this is the point as a young man when I first watched this movie. I've had this DVD forever now. That was the moment Brent knew that he was going to love this movie. That nigga punched him in the stomach so hard that he ripped open his stomach and guts are literally flowing out.
Mm-hmm.
Brent is here for this shit.
All gore.
Like, what's the front? Hold on. Didn't it say something we was laughing at?
Mm.
Oh, it does say on the front. Includes the hilarious exploding head scene as featured on Comedy Central's The Daily Show.
And what exploding head scene is that?
The one big guy that's like the leader of the Gang of Four, he claps his hands together and somebody's head explodes when he does that shit. He smashes their head. I'm pretty sure that's what the one they're talking about.
Oh, smash. Okay.
But this on the back of the box, this is also what got my attention. It says, contains scenes of intense graphic violence. Absolutely not for children. And so, of course, the young man is like, well, that means I'm watching this now.
Of course. That's all that means.
You can't tell me no shit like that. And I'm sorry, looking at this DVD cover, like, who is this? This is fucking Tokyo Shock? Yeah, Tokyo Shock. Man, this is the most bootleg look. I thought this was a bootleg.
It does.
Because that's just like the fucking like generic Microsoft,
yeah, that was it.
Like paint shit. And it's on the side too.
Ricky O. Yeah.
The story of Ricky.
Ah.
Like, I don't know. I always just laughed at that box. Because I thought it was like one of them little bootlegs like you get at the mall. They had a little dude in the kiosk in the center. And they got all the DVDs, the import DVDs.
Yeah.
And just like the non-English writing and shit on the back. I got a couple of those upstairs still.
Damn. That was a time period.
Yeah. You can still buy them. They still do it.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, you just the mall, of course, you don't have them in the kiosk no more.
Like, there are still bootleg men out here?
Yeah.
With DVDs?
Yeah.
I feel like that's like having a CD player.
If it was Blu-rays, I would be with you. But DVDs, everybody has a DVD player at this point somewhere.
Huh.
If you got a PS2, nigga, you got a DVD player.
Right.
Blu-ray, maybe. I'm with you on.
Okay.
Or 4K, definitely. But DVD, only. Okay. Yeah, no, that's definitely still a bit. They still make DVDs. Like, movies, new movies still come out on DVD, too. Because
I guess so.
Not everybody has...
Streaming.
You included.
Yeah.
Has not made that jump to, like, all streaming or all Blu-ray, right. High def. Like, you still had the DVD player.
Yes.
So, there you go.
That's scary.
What's scary?
We're about to be phased out of another time period.
What you mean?
Like DVDs. Like eventually.
I don't think DVDs are going away for a while, honestly.
No?
I don't think so.
Because so the streaming shit, that's like.
Oh,
they have like all the movies that. Like,
there are some people that I will admit, like they just stream now. They don't buy any. You know,
yeah.
Movies, which your motherfuckers are crazy to me. But yeah, that's what they do though. But I don't think it's going to go away though. That's why if it was going to go away, it would have been going away at this point anyway. Because we, like I said, we done went to Blu-ray and now niggas got 4K. Now they're even talking about 8K, which I'm stopping at 4K. I'm sorry.
8K.
8K, because I'm not.
High resolution.
Because Blu-ray is high definition. 4K is ultra high definition. So what is this, like extreme high definition? I'm good.
It might be for like virtual reality type shit.
Oh, it's like, what do they call it? AR, like augmented reality. That's what they call that type of shit. You know, virtual reality basically is like, you know, shit kind of flying at you, feel like you're in there.
Yeah.
AR is kind of like, you know, those things where it's like you use like the phone selfie shit and you like fuck around with your face. Like they got these things where it's like girls can like have their picture on there and they can pick different makeups and actually puts it on their face so they can see what it looked like. That's AR type shit.
No.
You can fuck around with the reality of the real world type shit. Yeah. That's a real thing. Like girlies can, there's even a commercial for it I saw where she was like, I wonder what this makeup or this lipstick would look like on me. And she had her phone up and she picked it and it popped up on her mouth. And she was like, yeah, I love this color or some shit like that.
This is a scary world we live in. I feel like every week I just find out something new that's like, how long has this been around?
AR's been around for a little bit now. I think AR could technically even be that type of shit where you're on like Instagram Live and they got the filters where like shit will pop up on your face while you're talking and shit. I think that even kind of counts as like AR type shit.
My Talking Tom type shit.
What is that?
My Talking Tom.
Are you a Talking Tom?
No, oh shit.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Sorry. Okay. Talking Tom, the cat, where they like put their face on it.
Yeah, that type of shit.
Yeah.
Or even like when people got the iPhones and they had like the Animojis, I think they call that type of shit. Yeah. I think that's technically AR too.
Wow.
Yeah. Augmented reality.
If we have that, imagine what the government's doing with this shit.
Oh, yeah. You mean that's what I tell everybody. Everybody has all these conspiracy theories. Like, bro, we're all fucked already at this point.
Right?
If you're taking a selfie online, you've pretty much got... You're in the database.
Shit.
Like, we're all fucked.
Augmented reality.
Yes, sir. They got that deep fake shit they even do now. You heard about deep fakes? Oh, you've seen it, dog, because they advertise on Instagram. Like, say, okay, we're watching this Ricky O. Mm-hmm. You can, like, take a picture of your face and it will put it over Ricky. And like, it's like, you're Ricky. That's a deep fake.
Snoop Dogg. I just know he does that shit. Okay.
Because there's even dudes online, like legitimately, it's crazy. I don't know how the celebrities feel about this, but they like, basically, what's an example? Like, okay, somebody's like, they take Beyonce. Mm-hmm. Find a girl that kind of looks like Beyonce skin-wise, body-wise, they'll put her face over. And if like it's a porno actress, they could look like Beyonce's actually fucking. Like it's her face and it's her.
Oh, shit.
So if somebody was like, I want to see how PJ look fucking this porn star. They'll find a dude that look like you, get a picture of your face from off our page or something, put it on that dude, and now you fucking some chick out there.
Wow.
And it looks just like you.
Wow. The
digital age, PJ.
We're really fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
2021. That's great.
Just imagine 2031, PJ.
I can't.
You will.
I know.
You'll be there.
I know. I know. Fuck.
PJ.
Mm-hmm.
So he killed the fat guy in the shower. He ripped his stomach open.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think the guy that he had the toy train go through his face, I think he puts a nail between his knuckles and he tries to swing at him with it. Your boy Ricky blocks it with his hand and the nail goes through his palm.
Ah.
And he no-sells that shit.
Yeah.
Because he just kind of, your boy is like scared because your man's just holding up and he just pulls it out. Like it's nothing.
Yeah. What? Nail in the palm? Been there. Been shot. Still got him in me. Okay.
Oh, was it a punch or a kick? I think he punched that motherfucker. The one-eyed dude that tried to stab him with the knife. He punches him so fucking hard that his fucking body explodes. I think it was a punch. I don't think it was a kick. But I just know he hits that motherfucker so hard that his body explodes. So that motherfucker is dead as fuck. And then, what was this guy's name? I don't remember, but it's like he looked like a Yakuza dude because he got the big back tattoo and shit. He's the head of the North Cells.
Yeah.
So I guess actually he would be the underboss. No, I'm sorry. No, he's one of the Gang of Four. I forgot he was one of them. He just gets taken out first.
Mm-hmm.
Then he comes down. He's like, I'll run this shit. We'll deal with him later. And then he tells me, keep an eye on that motherfucker, though. Because I ain't never seen nobody like him. That nigga crazy.
Yo, yeah. He seems to be that nigga.
And PJ, you basically get his origin right here. You get a flashback to Ricky training with his uncle. You remember that shit?
No.
Remember he's trying to teach him about how, you know, to make his body. I think he said something like, make your body into a stone, this brick. Like, nothing can hurt you.
They were in a cemetery.
Yeah.
And they were training.
Yes, sir. Because at one point, he starts throwing tombstones at him. And your boy Ricky just punching and kicking through them all up.
Three at a time. Yeah. And the point of that was, his mom and dad died? What was... They were in a cemetery because...
I don't think nobody died. I think he was, because he was in school. He was like, had the school uniform, and he ran into his uncle.
Yes.
And he was like, have you been training? He was like, yeah. And he starts doing something. He's like, no, that's bullshit. You fucking around.
Yeah.
Like, no, I ain't. He's like, I'm not fucking with you no more. He's like, no, for real, I'm serious. I want to learn. Right. He's like, you want to learn? He's like, meet me in the cemetery, nigga. We going to train.
I said, yeah.
And that's, yeah. That,
you
that's
are me. The chosen one.
Yeah. Okay. It's all his superpowers and shit. That's okay. What I said, cheat code training.
Yeah. Okay. Damn, Unc.
And he cut after this back to reality. The assistant warden, the fat dude in the office like you was talking about. He's in there eating a bloody ass steak. Remember that shit?
I remember the steak. I remember being bloody because that shit is...
Yeah, I can't like... No, when I mean bloody, I don't mean like, you know, he's eating it rare. He's like, that shit is like, as he cutting into it, it is soaked in blood.
Never.
Not cooked probably at all. They seared that bitch for like 2 seconds.
Done. Got it.
You know the thing I've actually gotten into on YouTube is they have these videos where... It's a guy, man. He has probably the best job in the world. But he just goes to different, like, mainly a lot of Japanese, like, restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
And he just films them cooking on a griddle in front of him. And they cook all that fancy shit. Like, it'll be like, the video title will be like, $222 steak dinner in Kyoto or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
And he just shows the whole video is just like, watching them cook the shit. And that shit is, I just be watching that shit like enamored with it. I don't know what it is. But like, I don't watch the Food Network because the people annoy me. Mm-hmm. But I like those videos because the dude, he doesn't say anything.
They're just cooking.
He's just filming. And then the chef will be like, you know, this is ba 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 ba, and this is this, and you dip this in there. He just says instructions basically. Like, this is what this is, and this is what I'm about to do to it. And that's it. Other than that, all you hear is like the griddle cooking and shit. I love it, man.
Japanese street food, they cook it.
That shit too.
Okay,
I be watching them too. It'd be like Thai street food or a Korean street food.
They use a lot of eggs.
Man, they be having like a bucket of them bitches.
Yeah, why so much?
That shit would go into the fried rice a lot of times too. You know, it's like that's
yeah.
Or like as like batter and shit. Yeah,
yeah. They had like an egg toast sandwich, but the egg was wrapped around the whole fucking sandwich.
Yep, a lot of
that's
egg.
Not a lot of egg.
I mean, it's a lot of egg.
Ah.
I like eggs.
I don't like them that much.
I like eggs. Mm.
I flood eggs.
Whoa. Mm. What's that mean?
Oh, you know.
I know.
Busting big nuts all 2021.
There's the line I was looking for.
Yes.
So your man, that's how your man's got the training. His uncle hooked him up.
Okay.
The assistant warden's eating that bloody ass steak.
Mm-hmm.
And he brought Ricky to the office. I was like on some high school type shit.
Mm-hmm.
He's telling him, he's like, hey man, look, I heard you the real deal out here, but you need to calm the fuck down. Because if you don't, I can make shit real hard for you around here. And he's like, nigga, fuck you.
I am Ricky O. Okay.
He's like, oh, fuck me. What's up with this letter I got? He's like, yeah. Oh, and he pulls out a picture. He's like, oh, this is a pretty ass girl. Is this your wifey? He's like, yeah, we can have her come up here one day and we can have some fun with her if you don't act right. It's like, oh,
right.
Yeah, that dude doesn't know that fry.
Ah.
But he's threatening to basically rape his girl and have his girl raped up to in the jail. So Ricky, of course, gets pissed and he goes to reach for the letter and your man jams his motherfucking claw right through Ricky's hand.
Yeah.
Does he? No, he doesn't quite know sell it. He does react to it. But then he just like fucks dude that like starts fucking that office up and everything. I think Oscar comes. Oh, Oscar. That was the fucker's name. I wrote it down. The head of that wing that he's in.
Mm-hmm.
He comes in there and then the warden is like, he hands him a knife and he's like, yeah, we need to take this nigga out. He got to go.
That's too much power for one man to have. Yeah.
We're talking about Malcolm X, folks, if y'all know what we're talking about.
Y'all got to know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
PJ, Oscar and Ricky face off out in the field, wherever the fuck you call it, outside.
on the field.
I don't know my jail. I don't know my jail lingo. Yeah, I ain't been there.
I think they call it the yard.
Thank you. That's the word I was looking for.
Okay.
So they're out in the yard. And of course, Ricky is getting his ass. But then your boy, inside the knife, it's like a little side pocket with powdered glass.
Ah.
Yeah. PG had that exact reaction during the movie, too. I do remember that.
Yeah.
Because your man just, you know how they like throwing sand in niggas' eyes, right? Well, he threw powdered glass, which is sharp fucking powder.
That's fucked up. Like, I can only imagine. He rinsed that shit out quick when he did, though. It would have not come out that quick, right?
It was like a big eruption of water, so maybe the pressure, maybe. I would just imagine it would just push it into there, but yeah. I don't know. I guess if you're doing like this, maybe.
I don't know. Fuck.
It's all fucking bad either way.
Yeah.
But Ricky, that dude, so, you know, of course it's hurting him, but he's still trying to fight.
Yeah.
He's like, you can tell, he's like, every time he blinks, it like looks like it's killing his ass.
Right? They had his shit all puffy and red, yeah. Like, oh...
And your mans don't help, because then he slits his fucking arm, like his forearm.
Yeah.
And he slits the fuck out to where the veins and shit are out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, does he do that here? Let me look at my notes real quick. No, okay, yeah. Somehow the water spout gets fucking broken. They start shooting that water out. And that's when he clears his eyes out. And then, because ain't nobody going to get this nigga no first aid, he actually takes the veins in his arm and tie, he like uses his left hand and his mouth to tie the, literally tie the veins.
Tie a knot, yeah.
I think it, yes, this is it. Because I guess as revenge for throwing glass in Ricky's eye, Ricky smacks that nigga upside the head so hard that his fucking eyeball flies out.
Ah.
Remember that shit? Oh, he does that before he ties his vein off, because he uses the other arm to do that. And that's when, while your boy is stunned with his eyeball out, that's when he pulls the vein closed. That's
he is that nigga, yes.
But then your boy Oscar is like, you know what? I'm not about to win this shit. So he takes the knife and he fucking harakiris himself. And you put Ricky runs up. He's like, no, why'd you do this? You know, type shit.
I can't face you.
But he's like, oh, you thought I was done? Nah, son. He reaches inside his guts that he just opened. He takes his fucking intestines and wraps it around Ricky's neck. And he's choking Ricky out with his own intestines.
Yeah. But it doesn't last for long.
Nah, because Ricky just cracks his motherfucking skull, though.
Mm-hmm. You're done. You're done now.
And that's when the other three of the gang of four appear. And you finally get to see who the fuck they are.
I just remember being that one girl.
There was a girlie. There was a girlie that I know each of them have like a little gimmick. I don't remember what hers was. I don't think she really had one, did she? I think her gimmick was just that she was a woman, I think, pretty much.
Damn.
Because then there's a big guy, and his thing is that he's like super duper strong and shit. And then there's another guy that has like a, he's like needles on strings and shit. He's like flinging needles around at you everywhere.
Yeah.
Did the girl have something? I don't remember.
I think, like you said, she was a girl. And she was just a flexible, nimble mover.
Yeah. Shit. And she was, like, in control of the poppy fields. And later on in the movie, she's the one that puts the razor blades in his mouth and starts smacking the shit out of him, too.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up. That's fucked up.
But I forgot, Oscar did have a, was it his brother or his cousin? He was family to him somehow, because I forget his fucking name. But he was, like, of course, your boy Ricky feel bad because he just killed, I think it's his brother, right in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
And so Ricky does this thing where he has a leaf and he blows into it like a musical instrument and actually makes music.
Yes.
And he sees the little homie that was dude's brother trying to do it, and he's trying to teach him. But then you see he can't do it because he had his fucking tongue ripped out, or it's cut out. He's like missing like a half of his fucking tongue.
Literally.
Because I remember when we was watching it, me and PJ was trying to actually talk without our tongue to see how that shit would work.
Like, you need your tongue. That's
yes.
So.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Women agree with you, PJ.
Ah. The hairless ones.
Oh, don't do it.
I was
don't
kidding. That was
don't
a joke.
Do it.
From,
don't do it.
That was a callback. I've learned now. You know
see,
what?
The error of your ways, huh? Oh, what's up?
That would have been TMI.
No, I was turning the mics off like,
oh,
what?
No.
I forgot the camera, though.
Yeah.
I'll find out later. Back to it.
Yes.
Yeah, the little brother dude, his name is Alan. I did write that down.
Okay.
But and so, since he can't do that, he gives him his flute, because your boy Ricky had a flute, too, that he was playing. Because I remember you was laughing, because at one point we actually found out about the leaf earlier, because Ricky was playing it in his cell. And so I was like, hey, shut the fuck up. Because he was playing that shit all out late at night.
Yes.
Fuck you.
Fuck you too. Yes.
So but he gives him the flute. And since he guess he didn't need that tongue to play that flute. So he was all hype and shit. He ran off playing like, ha ha ha, giggling and shit. He tells him, he finds out about the poppies. I think that nigga Alan told him about him. Or he like directed him to him somehow, because he was, oh, he handed him something. Because I guess, oh, got you.
Okay.
Alan was trying to blow into leaves, but he looked at the, Ricky saw the leaves he was trying to blow into. He's like, these are from poppies. Mm-hmm. Are there poppies around here? Mm. And then your boy kind of just nods like, yeah, it's poppies around this bitch.
Come on.
And that's when Girly from the gang, you see that she's watching this shit. And she's like, oh,
He spoke too much.
He's snitching.
Yeah. Fuck.
The warden has now given it official. He's telling another gang of three, fuck Ricky. Get him the fuck out of here.
Ricky!
Hitting with the double barrel.
Ah, shit. See,
this Ricky was smart.
Yes.
That Ricky was dumb as fuck. Did I tell you, PJ, that Criterion is putting out Menace to Society on 4K?
Yes, you did.
I fucking can't. We were watching that
yes,
shit.
Yes, we are.
The moment it hits 4K.
Yes.
I never. Because some people was like, oh, man, they should have put Boys in the Hood out first. That one is better. It's like, nigga, I want them both.
Yeah, either one, right?
I don't give a fuck which one comes first. Because if they doing that, you know what I mean? I'm going to give Criterion. You know what I mean? Put the pin down. I'm going to give you...
Ooh, they're got some applause right
they're
there.
Finally doing it. For years, I was like, I fuck with Criterion, but where the black movies at? They starting to roll out now because Men's Society and that deep covers down there. They starting to put all the Spike Lee movies.
Yes, Spike Lee. Yes,
they
yes.
They got
yes.
the newer, the Pariah, all the newer joint.
Okay.
Like, it's shit popping finally. So thank you for that. It's like, wow. Now I get Men's Society in fucking 4K. That was something like I never thought.
That was a heartfelt.
Because I never thought I would ever get a 4K disc of that movie. Hell, for a long time, I couldn't get deep cover on a Blu-ray. I was rocking that DVD for like over a decade.
That long?
Yes.
Yes.
You know, it's funny. I went over to my uncle's house the other day, and he actually had the deep cover VHS tape. Like, because he has the VCR still hooked up. I was like, damn, he still got the tape even.
Ah, fuck.
That's
a real OG right there. Yeah, okay.
But like we said before, your mans was out there snitching. So you remember what they did to Alan because of his snitching?
Killed him?
They killed him, but do you remember how?
No.
Oh, so you didn't. You won't get that reference. Because we didn't watch the year, but I was going to say he took his face off. From the movie Face Off, PJ. Nicolas Cage and John Travolta action movie directed by John Woo.
I've seen that.
Oh, really?
I was in a car place. I was getting like my tires changed. And I was like, hey, this shit looks good, but I couldn't hear. But what I was reading, it was
the
like,
subtitles.
Oh. Yeah, subtitles. That's the word.
Or closed captioning, probably. Actually.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. I was like, okay. That's the first day you remember. That's why I had the whole Nicolas Cage thing. About him being a good actor. That was the day. That's the day it started. We were I get it, but.
Yeah, we definitely got to watch that then.
Now. Okay.
Because now I'm curious what you think about that, especially with it being John Woo. He had a period where he came over here and started doing like American movies, and some of them were cool, some of them were eh.
Is that the consensus for like everybody just
people
like,
love yeah. Face Off, honestly.
Oh. Okay.
Well, I won't say not everybody, but people that love action movies, like shit like us, people like us love it.
Okay.
Steven Izzy and them love it.
Okay. Okay.
But then he did shit like Paycheck with Ben Affleck, and that movie was, And it may be a controversial opinion, but he did Mission Impossible 2, and I think that movie is, I don't like the second one. I like every Mission Impossible movie but the second one, even.
What's the one that you said I had on the computer? The one that I...
Oh, it was Rogue Nation, where he was swimming underwater. Fifth one, sorry.
And it's all Tom Cruise.
Yes. I think they're not Tom Cruise.
It. Yeah.
What's the line before that? He said, I do something when I shoot. He said, I think they're not Tom Cruise. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I just don't know what that have to do with.
It's probably bad, but I don't give a fuck because we had to deal with that type of shit for years. Mm-hmm. Well, we didn't, but our ancestors did. Mm. There's a fucking video where there's a dude dancing to that song. And he like does the basketball shoot and everything. But when he said that thing to Tom Cruise, they cut that nigga and he got like powder all over his face and shit. Oh, you know what? I got that That's thing funny. In there. I'm about to show it to PJ.
Right now. Shit.
We got the thing plugged in. Y'all can actually hear it.
Yeah.
This is a test now.
Test run.
If I can find that video.
In 3, 2, 1. The test is underway. That's it. Yeah.
Let's find out if there ain't no ads. Okay.
I'm sliding over cars while I shoot. Hey, think that I'm Tom Cruise? But bitch, I'm Bobby with that tool.
There you go.
Run up on him, act a fool.
Think that I'm Tom Cruise? I'm running over cars as I shoot.
I'm sliding over cars as I shoot.
I think that I'm Tom Cruise.
Yeah. I don't know who's singing that or what song that is, but I just know that meme was our Vine. I think it was even a Vine back then, actually.
God damn.
That shit used to have me dying, bro.
Yeah.
Because when it cause he actually kind of making the same face and everything as the picture, bro.
Come on, Tom.
If y'all want to see what I'm talking about, just type in the search box on YouTube. I think that I'm Tom Cruise. It's the first thing that popped up.
Literally. I think
and the powder face is the fucking still, so you'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
I mean, Is that bad? Is it offensive when we do that?
To some people. Because, you know, there's a thing. Because they were talking about, actually recently, talking about doing another White Chicks movie. And people were like, oh, you know, it's black, white face is just as bad as blackface and all this other type of shit. But I know, you know who loves that fucking movie?
Ooh.
Fucking white people love that fucking
movie. Love white chicks.
Almost every, like, white homie that I've talked, well, not every, because I'm talking about pre-podcast. I don't know about
all the ones on here are like, no, I did not say that.
That's what I'm not going to say, because I don't know about them. But, like, the ones I grew up, like, my dad's neighborhood and shit, they, man, they would love that movie. I was talking to Brendan even just yesterday. I was doing, because I'm going to record an episode with him.
You were talking to who?
Brendan.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. Brent was talking to Brendan. Somebody gets that reference.
Yes.
And we ended up, I was going to do a video with him where we picked the movie out. And we ended up talking for like an hour and a half. So I just said, fuck, I'm going to make that episode. So they'll hear it probably. I don't know if it'll be when this comes out. Mm-hmm. It's coming. I was telling him, though, there were certain movies that every black household had when you went over there on DVD.
This is true.
I forget what they were, but I know that one of the main ones I said was Bad Boys 2.
Yes.
Everybody's house had that. White Chicks. Everybody house
Friday
had, except ours Friday
Fridays everybody.
And now I was telling, I think the ones I was talking about was Date Movie and Epic Movie. I remember a lot of people having
Date Movie. I remember that shit.
See, Brendan, I wasn't lying.
Epic Movie, I just can't remember what I remember the name. I don't remember.
Yeah. I just remember the case had a bunch of people in the front and it was like yellow, and Date Movie had the same thing but it was red. I remember
Epic Movie. Does it have the dude with the afro in it? Is that Epic Movie?
I don't remember Epic Movie no more.
And
Recover
John something. He's a...
Cena?
Nah, the soft-spoken John, or Michael Cera.
Oh, I don't think he's in that, no. That's nah. It's like an epic movie, or like parody movies of those fucking movies you're probably thinking of.
Ah, okay.
I don't think I've ever seen any Michael Cera movies, honestly, for real, now I think about it.
He's funny to me. He's a funny...
Yes, I've never seen Super Bad. It's and Fastest on the syllables.
Yeah, that's what it is.
But yeah, I was trying to think, can you think of any more? Like, I forgot about Friday, but...
Oh, wait, those were it, basically. Like, yeah. That's it.
What's Love Got to Do with It?
Oh, shit.
That was another one. Forgot about
that. Shit. That was like, when you think back, we're doing it.
No. Fuck. There ain't much. I mean, like you said, this movie's all fighting. So.
Okay. When you think back.
Now let's take a sec to think back.
What is one, I was just thinking, all right, I have a son.
Yes.
I know one day.
Right.
He's going to know. He's going to put two and two together that dad went to this store and always came out with a brown paper bag.
Oh.
He's like, he'll turn like 18, 19 and be like, this nigga's been taking me to the liquor store the whole time.
Uh-huh.
And
he's going to know before that. But
I know. But I'm just saying, like, when he actually starts doing it himself, it's going to be like that funny revelation. Like, this nigga.
I'm becoming my father.
Yeah. What is that one thing that has kind of cycled through your head? Like, hey, I remember my parents doing this shit, but I didn't really know that. Yes.
Patreon saw that. And for everybody else who don't know, I picked up the tall boy and started drinking it.
That's it.
Alcoholism.
Hey, you. Yeah.
Or the real one.
Mm.
It all comes back to it, baby. A lot of times my dad would be like, hey, can you go? Not a lot of times, but there's been times where dad would be like, hey, can you go grab something out of my dresser? It's in my dresser. Oh, okay, top dresser. Okay. Now he always had a pack of rubbers in there. But of course, younger brand up. Well, I don't, of a certain age, I knew what they were. I, probably way before I should have. Mm-hmm. There was a period where I didn't. And then there was a period where I did. And then I remember when living here, when I first like having to start buying rubbers and shit on my own for real, I put them in a drawer, in the top drawer.
And you're like, I see, it's like, Pop.
I've become my father. Because they're still in the top drawer, even to this day.
That's it.
That's the real answer for
me. This life of ours. It's 30 years to notice some things.
But you notice them.
Right.
Life happens.
Beautiful.
Teaches you a lot.
Fuck.
P-Jizzle.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So Alan got his face cut off for snitching. Then you find out not only did he get his face off, they skinned his ass alive. The rest of him. Because there's like a quick shot. Because they don't cut his whole face off. They cut the lower off. Like basically from like the mustache area down, they just cut it in one ass, smooth ass swoop. And then they dumped the body outside and then they with the brother and they're like, oh my God, they skinned him while he was alive, you know, type shit. And then your boy Ricky just says, bastard. I think it was here because he does it multiple times in the movie. And every time me and PJ, he did it, we laughed. The first time was actually when they took the old dude's body out after he unhooked him in the handcuffs. And it's always raining on top of it, too.
Yeah.
He does the thing where he even has to build up. He, like, kind of looks around. He's doing, like...
Dramatics.
Yeah, he's shaking his forearms into it, making a fist. He just finally looks up to the sky, just goes, no!
It's like an acting debut right there. Yeah, like,
I think he does it here too.
Yes. Yes.
But I think here when he does, he goes, bastards!
Come on, man. Can't fuck with this man.
So to get his revenge, he puts them motherfucking poppies on fire. The whole
field. Are we almost done?
I told you, it's not a lot. Oh. It's a lot of fighting.
Okay.
That's why I was like, you know, we don't really need to rewatch it.
Okay.
It's just a lot of niggas fighting.
That's it. Okay.
I asked PJ, I was like, do you remember enough of it to know, remember if you liked it and what score you would give it? He said, yes. I said, that's all we need.
That's it.
Because just not a lot going on.
Okay.
We did technically watch it.
Just yes. Like, yes, we did.
Oh, PJ, did you know that when he put the poppies on fire, it made everybody sleep? Did you get the reference?
Because they were high?
Wizard of Oz reference. Poppies will make us sleep.
Why did you catch that reference and not me?
Because
fuck.
Because PJ, I've never seen that movie before. I've just seen bits of it. But of course, the one thing I remember is a drug sounding reference.
Yes, that makes sense, right? The poppies put you to sleep.
Yes.
Oh my God. Poppy is what? Opioids.
Oh, they were using it to make opium, yeah, in this movie.
And opium is heroin? Heroin.
Heroin.
You know what I mean. Heroin. Heroin.
Let's look at what opium is exactly.
Opioids. That sounds like the root of that. Opioids are drugs that people abuse for some reason or another, like Oxycontin or...
Okay, let's see. Opium.
Sorry, guys. I don't do drugs. I just do weed.
Opium or poppy tears is dry latex obtained from the seed capsules of the opium poppy... Papaver somniferum, approximately 12%. I just want to know what it is.
Right? Goddamn.
I want to know all that shit.
Like, nobody asked for the class.
Oh, look, they have the price of it. There's a fucking wholesale price on Wikipedia. So if you want to buy
like per gram, per ounce,
per kilogram as of 2002.
Is what?
Like, one guess. How much do you think it is per kilo for some?
Fuck if I know.
3,000.
For 1 kilo?
Yeah.
Imagine drug dealers.
Retail price, $16,000 per kilo.
Oh my gosh. These are big numbers, okay? This is the shit that if you're found, you're going to sit down for like 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Opium production has increased considerably, surpassing 5,000 tons in 2002.
This is 2002?
Yeah, so this hasn't been updated in a while, but fuck. Yeah.
Slang. So what are they? Come on.
You want to know some slang terms for opium?
Yeah.
The big O.
Oh.
Dope.
Oh.
Hop. Midnight oil.
I call my weed dope, so I guess I should stop doing that.
Well, dope and tar can also refer to heroin.
I'm definitely going to stop doing that.
The traditional opium pipe is known as a dream stick.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, a dream stick.
Now, let's see opioids now.
Right. I thought that shit was the pills of,
psycho.
Like I said, Oxycontin and shit. I don't know.
Opioids are substances that act on opioid receptors to produce morphine-like effects. They are primarily used for pain relief, including anesthesia. Other medical uses include suppressions of diarrhea. Replacement therapy for opioid use disorder, reversing opioid overdose, suppressing cough, as well as for executions in the United States.
So if I said either I shit a lot or I'm depressed.
Here's some opioids for that ass.
Wow.
Side effects of opioids may include itchiness, sedation, nausea, respiratory depression, constipation, and euphoria. So you go from shitting too much to not shitting at all.
To euphoria. What I heard.
Is there no like...
There's no concise answer of what the... Like we need... I need the street names of opioids.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to try and look them up for you.
Uh-oh.
I'm trying to move away from the mic because it's banging that buzz again.
Oh, see, I ain't even hear that.
So sorry, that's why I sound like I'm...
Somebody's probably... I know. I feel like this is once an episode where our listeners are like, you dumbasses, you really don't... No, okay? We just smoke weed and drink.
Yeah.
That's it.
Dimmies. D-dillies. Footballs. Juice. Smack.
Ah.
God's drug.
Oh, shit.
Monkey.
Shit.
Morpho. White stuff. Tootsie Roll.
Oh. God's drug, they said.
Yeah.
Fuck.
That's some serious shit.
I don't think I want to ever try that.
Mud. Fizzies. Red Rock. Miss Emma.
M.
And that's all the ones they got on there. So there.
And we know smack as heroin. So that's the right.
What is smack?
Come on. Right, damn. This is a rabbit hole right
here. What is smack? Huh? Smack, sometimes also called black tar heroin, is an illegal form of a strong opioid drug. Heroin comes from a natural flowering plant called a poppy. So they were making opioid with it, but they could have made that Heron too.
Ah.
There you go.
Y'all fucked up. Y'all took the easy way.
Welcome to Drugs 101 with Brent and PJ of the Home Video Hustle Podcast. You want to learn how to slang that dope?
Huh?
Come to the hustle, baby.
Literally. Dope. I'm not calling my weed that ever again.
Why do you think they call it dope?
Shit, I don't know.
It's a song from it. I mean, it's the same, but it's like there's an LL Cool J song. But he's talking about dope music. He's not talking about that. Why do you think they call it dope?
Why do you think they call it dope?
Yeah.
Of course, LL. Okay.
That's my shit, though. Okay. That's from the Walking with a Panther album. That album is not great, like most people do say, but it does have some good shit on there, though.
We've been through this.
Yes.
Have you told me?
About what?
The Doing It Well chick.
Doing
Who is that?
Oh, that's LaShawn is her name.
She comes from...
She originally put out a song called Wild Thing, which LL Cool J flipped into doing it, but he showed her love by actually having her on the track with her, with him.
Ah,
because the original touche. Her song is the exact same fucking thing. LL just made it like that much better. Sorry, there's a reason why everybody knows LL.
Wow.
Like, hey, yeah, you know, I have this phone thing now.
Oh yeah.
So I can play a little bit of it. So I can just like, so I can at least show you what I'm talking about.
Go Brooklyn.
Oh, it's actually, it says LaShawn, but I think there's a part, it was a group, it's called Too Much. But the album cover says LaShawn on it, so whatever. It was her and a DJ, I guess, together are Too Much.
You said we do what when we don't record? Hip hop shit. This is.
We're doing it now while we're recording. Here you go. Oh, shit. It's not playing through the thing now.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, is it? Oh, I'm fucking up, my bad.
Doing it and doing it well. That's what he was doing and doing it swell. It
I told you.
And oh so good. He rocked my body like a real man should. He had me in a trance. You know I was loving it. Felt so good the way he was rubbing it.
I wasn't kidding, dog. It's the same song pretty much. Neck, he
had me. So he remixed the
shit. I think it's her on there with him.
Wow.
That's the original version.
The original Jacking for Beats, goddamn.
Well, that nigga's name, he did call himself Jack the Ripper, so...
Oh.
Milky! And I'm back! My ace in the hole was this brand new track! That's my shit.
Okay.
It's a diss record towards Kumo D.
Damn, LL. Just jacked her whole shit.
Well, that's what I said. I think that's her on it, so I guess he was like, hey, you know.
Right.
Let me make you famous, girl.
Right. I was thinking about doing this to your song. Any song. Well, no. Let me not speak out of turn.
Okay.
It depends on who asks. And I will let them remix any of my songs.
Had to do it.
LL.
You know it's coming. I love this thing now, bro.
So you can do this.
Milky, and I'm back. Yeah. My ace in the hole was this brand new track. I'ma slow it up and speed it up, and now you're gonna eat it up. Listen to the funky beat, my tongue is gonna beat it up.
I can't go too much.
Ah, right. Copyright issues.
I can't go too much.
Copyright infringement.
You might get famous one day and just come back and get me.
Goddamn right. Nah, fuck that, because we'll be famous.
That's true. We'll be like, here, you want some money? Here, take your fucking money,
yeah,
bitch.
The fuck? Get the fuck out of my face.
You're dismissed.
We're still recording on shoeboxes.
That's okay? True.
You think your money means something?
Remember where you come from. Bars.
Bars. Yes. Do you have the more you know?
I need to get that sound. I don't, but I need to get that. I actually thought about that one day and I forgot to download it.
It's okay.
But
mm-hmm.
The poppies are on fire.
Mm-hmm.
And the girlie in the group before is pissed. I think her name was like Reagan or some shit. But she's mad because that was her job to take care of the poppies and shit. And you just fucked her over super hard.
Mm-hmm.
So she hits Ricky with what she calls the death spot. Oh, she hits him in the death spot. Sorry. Because she's like, I hit you in your death spot. You're not going to survive. You dead, bitch. You're already dead. Kishiro's that motherfucker. Like, you're already dead. He's like, fuck your death. I'm not dying.
I'm Ricky-O, okay?
Like, bitch, did you not realize I done ripped holes in people in this movie? Like, that's not touching me. Like, you're not going to Kill Bill me.
Hmm?
It's not going to happen. You see, that's pretty much what
she did. Yeah. There was a Kill Bill 3.
They're making one. Or he's talked about making one. There is no Kill Bill 3, though.
Okay. But that's the end of that. That's two.
Yes, Kill Bill Volume 1 and 2, yeah.
The Death Star. That's how
they're sitting at the table and she goes like,
yeah. He said you 5 steps. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Motherfuck.
We haven't done.
Nah. That's a only Tarantino movie we've done is Pulp Fiction. Oh, I'm sorry. Django.
Would you say two is a friendship fundamental?
I would say.
Because I only remember. Wait.
I would say I'm thinking one is a friendship. Two is when she hits him with the death blow, but one is where she kills Vivica, her and Lucy Liu fight.
Vivica Fox. That's what I was thinking. Yeah, that's the okay.
first one. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They go in China type shit where they're in the where not warehouse.
It's like a club or some shit.
Yeah, and yeah. they go.
And she fights the crazy boom. 88s.
Okay. Kill Bill 1. Woo-hoo. You need to put that. Yeah. Right. The little Japanese girls up in there. Yeah, the, yeah, yeah. yeah. Okay.
Girl with the little ball and chain.
Yeah, okay.
She was sitting at the bar with dude and she was like,
damn.
Would you like to penetrate me? And she, he was like, yeah. And then she stabbed that nigga. She's like, well, I penetrate you, bitch.
That's that. I probably haven't seen that shit since.
Since those old high school days.
Like, yeah.
I mean,
fuck.
That's the crazy thing. I own them, but I probably same thing here.
Wow. We got to do that. Man, that's
my name is Buck, and I like to fuck. And then you got your ass fucked up.
Yeah. See how that happens?
Oh, shit. But the warden is coming. So they're like, fuck. I think they start destroying evidence. Somebody destroyed some evidence. I don't remember what the fuck it was, but I remember evidence being destroyed.
About?
I don't know, so fuck that shit. Okay. The warden is here, PJ.
Okay.
And not only is he here, he has his little shit kid son with him.
Ah.
Because the shit kid trips over the red carpet that they got laid out for the warden.
Mm-hmm.
And then the warden's like, who the fuck laid out this red carpet?
Mm-hmm.
And the dude comes out. He's like, I'm so sorry, warden. I didn't see that spot. And he's like, oh, yeah, two eyes you can't see, huh? Well, take this motherfucker. Shoves a cane through his eye.
Yeah.
So now you got a reason for not seeing, bitch.
Ah. Take that. Take that. Take that.
Take that. Take that. Take that. Take that. Take that. Take that.
Yeah.
Puffy in the background yelling that shit. Take that. Take that. Take that.
Take that. Yeah.
I would love that shit every day. Well, that's pretty much what he does on the music. He just pops in the background saying random shit.
He's a DJ Khaled.
You just like green screen Puffy into random fucking movies when shit. Just take that, take that, take that, take that.
It's a mind fuck.
No, that's a mind fuck. You gotta watch that one day. So I'm mind fucking the shit out of you right now.
You don't even know.
You cannot outrun me. I am black. So they're reporting everything to the warden, telling about this dude and Ricky. Ricky crazy as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Ricky actually yokes his ass up, but because what are they doing exactly? They got him like in a cage. Oh, they got him in a different cell now. Oh, is that here or is that later? Hold on.
What's going on?
Hold on.
Referring to the notes. Referring to the notes. Survey says
at some fucking point Ricky got covered in cement. And I thought it was before this because I thought in the cell when the warden comes, he like just busts out of the cement like it was nothing. Like
yeah,
he was
hardening type shit.
Yeah, like it was
yeah.
Like he was a fucking sidewalk.
Yeah.
But then he fucking explodes that bitch. And then I think that's when he yokes up the warden. He's like, bitch, you thought this was I was waiting on you. I was chilling.
Huh.
That little hard shit on my back is nigga, it's nothing.
I've been shot 5 times. Okay? Like,
5 bullets in my chest. Every time I breathe, I feel bullets.
Ay, God.
You think
damn.
You're fucking with me?
That's so unfortunate.
Ricky ain't no punk.
Come on,
bitch.
Ricky, yo. Huh? Okay.
Remember anything about this part?
Nah, just besides what you said. Him busting out the concrete and fucking people
you
up.
Busting like, big blocks out here, nigga.
Busting big blocks in order to help us bust big nuts.
There you go.
After I wind up fucking up shit, I tend to want to fuck some shit up. If that was...
Did you catch him? Did you?
Okay.
Did you follow?
You did.
But they got him in the cell, though. Oh, no. Before the ceiling starts coming down, I think that's they had Tarzan, the big dude. That's what they called him.
Mm-hmm.
He comes in and they have a fight. And, of course, your man gets some licks in, but Ricky starts bombing his ass.
I am Ricky O.
I think... Oh, he uppercutted that motherfucker in the chin. And his fist went through the bottom of his jaw and was coming out of his mouth. And he ripped forward and ripped his whole jaw out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
okay.
What the fuck happened. See, your man's like okay. Jawless out here. So the warden is like, well, you have failed me. So now both of y'all gonna die. He has the ceiling start coming down.
Yeah.
And Ricky is pushing it like back up. But he's, of course, after a while, it's like, I'm tired now. I can't keep doing this shit. And when it starts to close in a little bit more, your boy Tarzan like starts helping him. He's like, yo, I'm still in here.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I don't care.
Yeah.
You fucked
you
up.
You failed the mission. Yes. Yeah, so, okay.
You can die.
Mm-hmm. You die now.
But the whole time I was talking to PJ, I remember, because I'm like, he's strong. He can just bust through the fucking bars.
Yes.
At one point, they show him bust through a fucking metal door.
Yes.
Why are you not fucking doing that?
You think he tries to be maybe a good Samaritan until it's time to just say,
maybe he got to get hype.
Yeah.
Like, I'm about to die, nigga, so adrenaline is pumping. I'm about to bust through these motherfucking bars.
Nothing's going to kill me, okay?
No.
Unless it's me. I kill myself.
Spoiler. Ricky doesn't die.
Did you think he did?
Oh, I wrote this note too, because I forgot. I think it was after he ripped his jaws. Your man tried to get one last hit in before he fell out. And he's swinging at Ricky, and Ricky swings at the same time. And when their fists connect, Ricky's just like, goes right through his. It just like, it explodes his fucking fist.
Mm-hmm.
So Tarzan's fucked. He got knocked in the whole hand.
Yeah, he's done.
But he ends up holding up the thing long enough for Ricky to jump out, and then Tarzan gets squished. And Ricky gets the fuck out of there.
So unfortunate.
But then he gets fucking tasered, though, and they end up stopping his ass that way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think they tase him, and he ends up falling through a trap door. That's what it is. Because the kid runs over there and starts looking down and laughing, like, ha, 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 that type of shit. So now, to get rid of Ricky, because the prisoners were hype. Like, when he's about to fuck the warden up, they were like, yo, yeah, fuck that nigga, bro. So he's like, oh, y'all wanted me to kill me? Now y'all gonna bury this nigga. So they got Ricky in a big ass like crater in the ground. They make all the prisoners come up and like throw dirt in there to cover.
I'm sorry, Ricky. I'm so sorry, Ricky.
Yeah, because I'm sorry, bro. Because a couple of them said, no, we ain't doing that shit. And they said, oh, word, smoke their ass.
Who else isn't doing it? Huh?
So everybody's like, they're doing like little shovelfuls too. They're like, I'm sorry, Ricky.
Yeah.
Like, my bad, bro.
And they said if he survived a week,
he would go free.
Okay.
Because they put like a big ass tube down there for him to breathe through, but he's still underground.
Yeah.
And it's raining and shit. So eventually, you know, it's not going to work out.
Yeah. You know, you fucked up, right? Oh, okay.
But later in the night, I fucking died, because I know every white person watching this probably instantly gave this a 0 out of 10. Because later on in the night, they fully bury him and they got the tube sticking out, and he's like, that's how he's getting his air. Reagan comes out there and like plugs it up, and there's like a little dog that's around him, I guess, like maybe keeping him company or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
And the dog, she kicks the dog so fucking hard that it rips in half.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they show it like on the ground going, like dying and shit. I'm just like, every white person hates this movie now.
You kicked the fucking dog? What did he do to you?
Sure, you uppercutted that guy and ripped his chin off. Sure, you punched the fat guy in the stomach. Sure, the old man hung himself. And sure, the guy got needles to his face. But you kicked the fucking dog in half?
I thought this was an R-rated movie.
What the fuck?
That sounds about right.
Every movie, when they do that shit, I laugh so hard. Because I'm like, there is somebody that is so not with the shits.
Yes.
Like, the only one I can kind of get, like, I can see their point was Cannibal Holocaust, because they were literally actually killing animals in that movie.
Yeah, that's...
But shit like this is like, stop.
You know. come on.
And it looks fake, too. Like I said, they kicked it in half. Come on, son.
You're ripping stomachs in half. That's all I
got. Oh, shit. But while he's down there, not probably able to breathe much because they plugged his tube up, this is where you find out what happened to his girlfriend. You remember that flashback?
What's wrong with her? And I probably will.
If I remember correctly, she was leaving school, or she was walking up the streets, and she ends up running into some bad cats. And they're like, hey, baby, you want to have some fun type shit. So justifiably, she runs away. But she doesn't run outside or like up the street or anything. She runs up the stairs onto the roof of the building. I don't even think they're behind her when she does this. But she just basically like gets harassed by dudes, and she takes off running up to the roof, and then she just jumps off the roof, and she like falls right on her fucking face on the ground. It was just like, because even the dude chasing her, like whoa, because I'm like, yo, why didn't you just go out the front? Like, why the fuck would you just run up and just immediately jump off the roof? That was kind of like extreme there, bro.
I don't want to live anymore.
That's what it kind of looked like. I'm like, something was going on in her head. It wasn't just that shit. Like, there was more going on, because she jumped off the roof with no fucking thought process, bro. I was like, God damn.
Is it true that over in, like, China, where they have, like, the sweatshop factories?
Yeah, that's what's up.
They have the nets.
The nets?
To where people who try to commit suicide.
Oh, I've never heard that before. Hold on.
Oh.
Is that real shit? That's crazy if that is.
Oh, I know I've heard that on more than one occasion. Where it's like people really hate their life so much that they just jump out the window. So they started putting like safety nets. I think it was at Apple's headquarters or some shit in China. I know I'm not tripping. I know you've heard that. If you're out there, press 1 if you think that this is a true story. Press 2 if you think this is all just propaganda.
Holy shit.
It's real shit?
That's real?
Oh, shit. Okay.
What the fuck?
What does it say?
It says Foxconn already installed nets to prevent workers from jumping to their deaths at its Shenzhen factory building.
Mm-hmm.
The Shenzhen plant opened in 1988 is currently the largest among Foxconn's more than 10 subsidiary production plants across China. That's fucking real. And that's from 2010.
Damn. See?
What the fuck? I've never heard that before.
Mm.
Damn, that sucks.
it'd be so much, you know? Like, it's like, damn, I have to do this to keep providing, but I really don't want to. So I'm going to just kill myself at work.
God
yeah.
damn, that's wild. Yeah. That shit real as fuck, man.
But that basically what she does though, like I remember watching, we were like, what? Because I forgot about that part. I was like, whoa. Because mm-hmm. they show her fall and hit the ground. Mm-hmm. Like that dummy hit the fucking ground.
Yeah.
And then your boy Ricky sees that shit and immediately runs in and he doesn't run. I think he catches him later. What the fuck does he do to that guy? The guy that was like the leader of the little asshole dudes, he finds him later and he fucks him up somehow. He doesn't kill him. Does he fuck his tongue up or some shit? He
gets vengeance.
He does something. Vengeance happens. Okay. He fucks him up.
Vengeance happens.
Great vengeance.
Yes.
Furious anger.
Yes.
But they end up digging Ricky up though, because they're like, that motherfucker's dead. Ain't no dude, just get him up out of there. And when they dig him up, your man just busts the fuck out of there like it's nothing. And they're all shocked because they're like, what?
Mm-hmm.
But they end up capturing him again. I think this is where they actually taser him, my bad. And they end up, they're like, okay, we got something for that ass. They tie him up around a bunch of, like, I guess it's like sharp bamboo. Like a little, it's actually on the back of the case. That right there, if you remember. They had him up in there. Because like every time
I thought those were,
Is that not bamboo? What is that?
Nah. Those are like nails, like used for like concrete, the pouring of concrete.
Oh, is that what that like, is?
Yeah, oh, like basement rebar. Structures type shit. What is it called?
I think it's called rebar. That's right.
Rebar.
That's right. Yeah, it's all curled up point.
Yeah.
It's sharp. So it like it's basically one of those things where it's like anytime you move and a jerky or something, you're going to cut yourself.
You will get cut.
But the thing, it ain't really his body. It ain't his body, though. This is where Girly walks up on him because he's like basically like they're interrogating. He's like, I'm not telling y'all shit. Fuck y'all. I'm not doing nothing y'all want. I'm not even going to die for y'all niggas. Like, y'all ain't nothing y'all can do about it. Y'all going to die once I get about this shit. And Girlie's like, man, I got something for his ass, bro. She pulls out I think she even pulls him out of her hair. But she pulls out like a handful of razor blades and she jams them in Ricky's mouth. And she goes like, smack, 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 smack. She's like probably a 15 piece. And when they show his face again, like the razor blades are actually like coming out of his cheeks and everything. Like fucked his mouth up.
But would that do something?
What would you mean?
If somebody smacked you, if somebody put razor blades in your mouth.
But remember, he had a mouthful. Like, they're like up to his cheeks, and she's smacking. So every time you push in, it's like.
We cutting through.
So it's like, not only is it fucking coming through his cheeks, it's probably because his gums and he's fucked. Your tongue and shit and everything.
Fuck! Damn, Ricky O.
But Ricky that dude, though, so it don't do shit to him.
Mm-hmm. You thought that shit would faze me?
Because after she does that, the Warren comes up. She's like, hey, you want to talk now? And he actually goes like. Spits them all out and a bunch of them are sticking in the warden's face now and everything. So mm-hmm. like, oh, word?
That's how we feel? Okay.
So they lock his ass up in their little room in like, what do you call it? Solitary confinement.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody's nice and tries to bring him a rice plate. But the dude gets snitched out and they end up killing the guy that brought him the rice plate.
Damn, that was quick lived.
But it's all right though because Ricky gets his revenge. He ends up, he kills the snitch dude. I'm pretty sure he knocks his fucking head off. He hits him so hard, his fucking head comes off. And then the warden that we were talking about before, that's in the bloody state, he has an eye missing. Your boy Ricky knocks his other eyeball out. So now he's just blind as fuck now. Because remember he had the fake eye he kept taking out because it had mints inside. He's like, you want a mint?
Yeah. I feel like that shit would fuck with his socket because it's a mint. But
I mean, it's a movie where niggas getting their stomachs hooked open, literally, by an arm. So, I mean,
nothing's you know real. Okay.
But the inmates at this point, they see Ricky fucking everybody else. So the inmates are like, they get in natural born killers mode. They're like, yeah, fuck this.
Let's go.
And they start all jumping that warden. He's like, he ain't got no eyes anyway. He can't see shit.
Come on.
He ain't gonna know who the fuck coming at him.
Yeah.
While that's all going on, Ricky is going after the warden. That's what it is. But the last two motherfucking people that are left, the two gang members, is Reagan and the needle dude. And Reagan, he ends up like, how the fuck would I describe this shit? He's whooping that ass. And then he like kind of pretzels or he like ties her fucking legs up or so he like ties her the fuck up. But with her, he like, fuck. Almost like a figure four leg lock type thing. And he tying her up and shit. And then the other motherfucker, once he sees that, he tries to run away. But the warden smokes his ass. Because the needle dude, because there were people running, because they're fighting in the kitchen. And all the people that are working in the kitchen, they're running away. They're running into the dumb waiters and they're just leaving. And the needle dude tries to get inside one and leave too, but your man's got like the gun from Live and Let Die, where Kananga was shooting. Oh, you haven't seen that James Bond movie yet. Basically, the bad guy in that movie had a gun where he would shoot it and it would just like inflate everything. Because like he shot a couch and it inflated the couch. And then at the end of the movie, James Bond put one of the pellets in his mouth and it inflated him and he like flew up into the ceiling and exploded. Spoilers.
Genius.
But your man here has, it's almost like a mix of that and the gun from Hard Target, another movie I haven't shown yet.
Okay.
But people that know those two movies know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
And he ends up shooting dude and then he ends up like expanding like a balloon and blowing the fuck up. So that dude's dead.
That's it. Uh-huh. This is the ending. But I just...
Yeah. But that's it. He got all the gang members done. And so the warden is like, all right, Pippin.
You'd have made it, okay.
You did the thing. I can't knock you, but it ends now. Because he fucking transforms. He turns into a Power Ranger villain, pretty much. Remember that? You know you remember that shit. He like transformed into like a big hawk looking motherfucker.
Yeah. He was the M boss the whole time, basically.
Yes.
Yeah.
I called him Super Warden in my notes.
Okay.
He got a Super Mario mushroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The fuck up.
Yeah, let's go.
And you also find out, because Ricky's trying to hit him, and it's doing nothing. And he's like, yeah, you didn't realize. Me and you went to the same school.
Ooh.
I know all your moves, bitch. Yeah. And I know how to deflect all of them. And he starts mopping Ricky the fuck up. I think it was one of the moments where Ricky was on the ground, and he has that flashback to his uncle. Nigga, basically, get the fuck up. I think the uncle even does say something. He's like, get the fuck up, pretty much. Get your ass up. I taught you better than this, bitch.
When he flashed back to the cemetery type.
Yeah.
Shit. Okay.
And that's when, I didn't say earlier, there was a setup for this. When the warden first got into the kitchen, there was a dude that was like, because they had the plates ready showing, okay, this is what we're going to serve the inmates. And he's like, all right, well, to get rid of this and get rid of this. We don't need to get them that much food. And the guy was like, you really, I don't know, I think they should have a little bit more now. You don't think that's too little? And he took one of the cook's arms and put it into the meat grinder and grinded up all his, all his, off his hand and shit. He's like, here, is that enough meat for you?
Play stupid. That's
so Ricky ends up, he starts bombing, he starts hitting him with some bombs. He's like blowing that nigga's body up with punches, literally. Mm-hmm. And then he ends up throwing that motherfucker feet first into the grinder. So think about that, PJ. He going into the grinder feet first. You know what that means when in there? Them balls and that dick on that grinder. You felt that shit.
Fuck.
Just imagine that shit, PJ.
I can't. It hurts.
Like, I know it's such, I mean, your toes and feet, one thing. Your knees, one thing. Your motherfucking thighs and all that shit, but your dick is
dick. Is it, if you're paralyzed?
Okay. I'm not paralyzed, so I might not be able to answer.
Right? But I believe some people still can use their dick, but others are paralyzed from the waist down.
Yeah, I don't know if from the waist down means that too, but I would imagine. But yeah, I'm not entirely sure how that works.
Because I know some handicapped people, some paralyzed people, sorry, they do have kids. And it's like, I mean, somehow they have to get the nut out of you.
Right.
I don't know how, but something has to work. Like, it's, unless I'm just thinking about it the wrong way, like they might do some surgery type shit, go in their balls, and then implant that. Instead of just jacking the guy off. Or he could do it himself. Shit.
The nerves that control a man's ability to have a reflex erection are located in the sacral area of the spinal cord. Most paralyzed men are able to have a reflex erection with physical stimulation unless that pathway is damaged.
All right.
So I guess even below, since it's spinal shit, I guess even below the waist, it might still be able to work.
That's good. That's great. Okay.
So I guess as long as, I don't know, I guess if it's not a spinal cord injury, like if something happened, I guess, to you, might be fine.
As long as you're not like basically a paraplegic where you have
I'm guessing that's what that means. Or like, what's the one, a quadriplegic, I think is where.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, quadriplegic. That's it.
I think that's what Teddy Pendergrass was before he passed away.
Wow. Okay. Fuck.
Yeah, because that's, I think he got it. I think that was a fucking light or something that fell on his head or some shit like that. If I'm thinking of this, yeah, hold on.
That's what made him go, my God.
I'm pretty sure that's what I'm thinking of, right?
To have a great life and to have it ended by a fucking light.
Somebody not setting shit up right.
Wow. I would sue. Like, nah, you got me fucked up. But he can't, because he doesn't even know. The light then fucking knocked him out.
It was either that or a car accident. I can't remember if I'm thinking of somebody else or not.
Let's go car accident.
It was car accident. Maybe.
Okay.
So who the fuck was the light? Maybe that was Curtis Mayfield then. Because Curtis Mayfield had an accident too. Yeah, well, Teddy Pendergrass said the van was equipped for Pendergrass, who was paralyzed from the waist down. Oh, no, this is when he died. Sorry, that's when he died. I need to see the accident.
So he says?
He would say, okay, it was an auto accident.
Okay.
So let me look up my man, Kurt.
Damn. You never know with this thing called life, you know? One minute you're fine, the next you're
not. It was Curtis Mayfield that got hit with the lighting rig. Okay, so I had him backwards. So in 1990, Curtis Mayfield was struck by a falling lighting rig during an outdoor concert in New York, leaving him paralyzed from the neck down.
Damn.
He ended up putting out an album called New World Order. That was his triumphant return and first and final studio release since the incident. So he did one more album after that. But yeah, that's what it was. And he was Curtis Mayfield, my nigga that did the Superfly soundtrack.
That's wild.
So yeah, Teddy Pendergrass was a car accident. So there you go.
Okay. Okay.
Unfortunate shit, man. It was two of my favorites.
Fuck.
But PJ, your man, the warden, is grinded the fuck up. Mm-hmm. The fuck up.
The fuck.
Because even when it got to just his head, your boy Ricky was just pushing down on that bitch like, nope, nope, nope. Get your ass in there.
You're done. You're done now.
So, yeah, I mean, your boy Ricky, well, he doesn't put the head all the way in there. He like grinds it down until your man finally stops moving. And then he just runs around with that nigga's head. Like I said, some natural born killer type shit. Literally. He raises it up and the airmen's are like, yeah. That's it.
No more. He's gone. Yes.
But in his final act before the movie, PJ, he goes up to the wall, cocks his motherfucking fist back, hits that bitch with a Falcon punch, and busts a big ass hole in the wall.
Niggas, we made it.
The actual quote, you're all free now. But basically what PJ said.
Yeah.
Your boy Ricky walks out, and that's the end of the movie, baby.
Oh, Ricky, oh, to be you.
That was the story of Ricky.
Okay. The story of Ricky, oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, P-Jizzle,
mm-hmm.
we're going to let him know what we thought about this movie.
Yes.
First, we're going to play promo and then see if we can make a little bit of money.
All right.
Just add it.
Okay.
So, we'll be right back.
Hi there. This is the Manster, one of your humble hosts from Pint of Comics podcast. What is Pint of Comics, you say? Fair question. Pint of Comics is a weekly pop culture podcast with a mission. A mission to explore humankind's greater geekdom and report our findings back to you listeners every week. We explore movies, games, TV shows, comics, local events and conventions, and so much more. We'll tell you just what we think of all the stuff that makes life fun, or at least bearable, and hopefully make you laugh, chortle, cackle, bust a gut, or even just chuckle while doing it. So join me and my fellow host, Ganache, every week. You'll find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or whatever podcatching app you like to stuff inside that little phone of yours. Listen in.
P-Jizzle.
Yes.
Now, what did you think about Ricky O, a.k.a. that story of Ricky?
Would you say that I remembered a lot or some?
You remember it some, was, which is better than none, so I'll give
yeah,
you...
Yeah, like I actually remember something.
Yeah, that's usually a good sign for the movie.
Like...
Sorry. Making noise and shit.
I don't think I would have... It's not a movie to be taken seriously.
No, hell no.
So... It did its job, I feel like.
Would you say that if I showed you this back in the day, this would have been a fundamental?
Yes.
Okay. That's, I had a feeling it was like a fundamental movie you just didn't watch.
Yeah.
Like know, I had it, but.
It's just fighting. Like, it's fighting and nonsense.
And it's more super fighting. Violent and gory fighting.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, like it's like an 8. Like, ooh, it's just a.
Shit.
Like, I will watch this. This is something that
and it's,
I would. Like,
and it's 1:28, so it's like.
Yeah, it gets through.
We pretty
it.
Much recorded almost as long as the movie now. In 2 minutes, it'd be 1:28.
Wow.
And we've been good.
Wow. Hey, yeah. Even with the tangents. So, yeah, it's an 8, you know. It's just,
yeah, it's almost like the Bruce Lee movies where it's like we enjoyed it, but it's not a whole lot to really break down. It's like, yeah. Nigga, fighting, my dude.
Yeah, daughter. That's it. You know how it goes. Oh. Damn. As for you,
I'm trying to see if I gave it a score on IMDb.
Oh, okay.
There it is.
Do you think it was hustle bumped? If what? It was, survey says
I gave it no score before. Okay.
So all right.
I get to give it one now.
Okay.
I hadn't seen this movie a whole bunch of times, but I think I initially found out about this movie because of a YouTuber that was like reviewing it, and when I saw all that violent shit, you know,
click.
But it's one of those things where it actually is getting, I can't call it this time because like I said, we've been doing a lot of movies and they've been suddenly becoming like re-release special editions right after we talk about them. But this one, it got announced right before we picked it. So this is actually coming out on a fucking Blu-ray, but not here in America. But I got a region fleet player, so yeah. Fuck you.
Come on.
So I'll probably get it, which means I liked it.
Okay.
Like it's a simple story. It's just, it's like, it's based off a manga and it basically feels like that. It's like a live action anime where it's like, it's absurd as fuck. Violent as fuck.
Live action anime.
Yeah, it's like they have made like live action versions of animes, like they did the Fist of the North Star movie and shit like that. And they usually
Mortal
track.
Kombat?
Mortal Kombat's not an anime.
Tekken?
That's not an anime either.
Goddamn.
Those are video games.
Wow.
And video game adaptation, not. You know, we did an anime adaptation, remember? We did Dragon Ball Evolution.
That's
an anime, yeah. Or a manga that, you know, whatever.
Okay. Well, that was with Buddy at the end of the movie where he.
buddy at the end of the movie.
Got the Dragon Balls and it was
Had the white dude playing Goku and shit. Yeah. That's the one I think that Felix gave a score for, I think. That one was me, you, Spirit, Felix, and my brother. Okay. Cameron. So it was like, oh, we have mass scores for that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that movie was ass. This movie's not ass. This movie's way better than that.
Okay.
I'm gonna give it an A2.
All right.
But you know
what? Would you think this is a fundamental? If we were to watch it back in the...
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
It can't be now, like, for real.
That's, yeah.
Like, fundamentals can come whenever, I guess.
That's it.
Because 10 years from now, we might be like, man, remember that Ricky-O? That Ricky-O was... I don't know why I'm talking like 10 years. Hopefully, we don't sound like that.
Right? It's only 40. Goddamn.
I've been living a rough life.
These last 10 years have got me. Yeah.
I busted too many nuts out here. Nigga wore out.
Fuck. I hope not.
Oh, shit, man. But, I feel like that's two in a row Colt 45 has done his right with, because we both... I think Ricky-O might have got...
beat him down.
I gave Ricky-O a 9. I don't remember what you... I mean, not Ricky-O, but Itchy, the killer. I think I got that a 9. Let's find out real quick.
I feel like I had to... I gave it something high. Something high. It deserves some type of praise, because I remember Itchy, the killer. I feel like we just did Itchy, the killer not too long ago.
That was 2019, pimp.
Nuh-uh.
I'm going to give you the exact date when I find the...
Fuck!
When I find it in the notebook, I'll tell you.
My bad, beat him down. Look, what happens is... You know, these Patreon picks, some of them, I gotta work myself up to.
Ichi the Killer, April 27th, 2019.
Wow.
So early 2019 even.
Okay.
And guess what? I gave it a 9. PJ gave it a 9.
Ah. So there you go. Okay.
So the Ichi the Killer is better than this. You know, that's the crazy thing. I think a lot of the like Asian like movies we watch, we usually both like, because he's an old boy. And then this, and then Itchy.
Huh.
I don't remember if there's been any other ones or not. I did find out. Mike Bagg for correcting me, because our listeners remember more about this shit than I do, apparently.
Clearly.
But Tekken the Motion Picture is not the shortest movie we've done.
With
Mortal Kombat The Journey Begins, the little animated Mortal Kombat joint we watched, that was 54 minutes, so we got it by 3 minutes.
Good shit, so, Mike. Okay.
Animated video game movies are always the shortest ones
we've done. Wow. He pointed that out?
Mike Bagford did, yep.
I feel like you are the reason we have fans. Like, no.
Oh, Mike.
This isn't. Yes.
He's been here for since, shit, man.
The beginning.
What episode? He told me what episode brought him on. I think it was a single digit number.
In the beginning.
It was Death. I think it was Death Wish 3. So that was episode 10. And this is 20.
Tenet.
So he's been here for a minute.
Damn right. 110, baby.
You know, the funny thing, Colt 45, to show them some love real quick. The reason I found Colt 45 and got in contact with Beat 'Em Down initially is because I was, of course, I'm a movie podcaster, so I like movies and shit. So I'm looking up movie podcasts, but I'm like, where the black ones at? So I typed in black movie podcast, and I don't know if they were the first result, but they were up there.
Mm-hmm.
And the latest episode that they did at that time was a movie called Audition, which is a Takashi Miike movie, the guy that did Itchy the Killer. And I listened to it, and I was, you know, the shit's the motherfucking Colt 45, random Randy Savage and Beat 'Em Down are fucking hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I fucked with it initially.
Okay.
And then they were doing Takashi Miike, but then the icing on the cake, the moment I knew I will fuck with these dudes heavy, they play Don't Save Her by Project Pat on the podcast.
You know what's funny? I remember you telling me that.
Yep.
And then I remember you saying, if we could have a podcast similar to anybody's, you would want it to kind of be like that.
Mm-hmm.
As us being black people still keeping, you know, the culture, but also...
Not just like playing, like trying to be like, I guess, what, neutral maybe? Where it's we kind of downplay the blackness, or it's like, no, we just do that shit. We downplay nothing. The blackness, the nerdiness, the foul mouth.
Yes, it's all there.
It's
just
us.
Yes.
The hip hop shit.
Yes, it's all there. Yeah.
Like I said, I saw how many downloads they had. I'm like, well, shit, they doing it. So why the fuck? Why can't we do it?
Come on. It makes sense.
So fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
That from that point on, that's when around the time when, because if you listen to a lot of earlier episodes, that's one of the reasons why they're so short, too. It's because I was like, you know, well, let's just do this. Let's not sway too much, because then people might be mad about us not talking about
food. Yes.
And more and more over time, we just became more and more like, fuck it. If they want to listen, they will listen. If not, fuck them.
That's it. Y'all fuck with us or you don't, okay?
Yeah.
Damn.
And the Colt 45 was one of the big catalysts for that, because I was like, well, people fuck with them.
Mm.
So then maybe we get a little bit looser on ours.
Mm-hmm.
Then it got too loose to the point where, like I said, episodes become 3 hours now.
Yes.
So yeah, so I've been fucking with Colt 45 from the early days.
Yes.
It's Colt 45, Soup Complex, Mike Bagford, What Were They Thinking Podcast, everything I learned from movies.
We met.
Like,
In Cincinnati, we met.
History of Bad Ideas.
History of Bad Ideas.
Like,
yes,
all
yes,
the OGs that like helped us in the game. Shit like Jazz and Ellen, the High
Expectations. Goddamn right. Yes.
The Nerdy
yes,
Bitches podcast.
Yes.
Like the Kung Fu Driving podcast. Mm-hmm. Like all the homies, pretty much. All the ones we talked to the most are the ones that we knew known the longest and shit.
Mm-hmm. That's so crazy.
Right. Damn. It's 2017, PJ.
Wow. We're old.
Yeah. The podcast is getting up there.
Yeah, okay. They say 5 years to 10,000 hours.
Well, there we almost at five.
All right.
We will be next May.
All right.
May 12th, I think.
May 12th.
Hustle Day.
Goddamn right. International Hustle Day.
There you go.
Okay.
So we say all that to say, thank you, Call 45 Podcast.
Yes.
Beat them down, Random Randy Savage. We love you. We appreciate you.
Still fuck you.
Uh-oh. Who?
It's not Patrick. It's
still Patrick. Nobody's out.
It's still Patrick.
Nobody's gotten past Patrick yet.
Fuck you, Patrick.
And it's just so far it's just Patrick and Joey.
Yeah, so there you go. Just I was thinking of Joey. But
so
it's
what's
Patrick
your podcast?
Right now.
What you talking about?
Yes, fuck you, Patrick. Okay, you could have been like Beat Him Down and gave us a movie that could have potentially been a friendship fundamental.
Could have been a contender.
As we were younger, come on, you know us. You know what we like.
We still lay you though, Patrick.
Yes, we do. But fuck you.
But
yes.
Dune, no, man. That was rough.
That was rough. I didn't know what I looked like. He just showed me the
video. I need to upload that. I need to share that.
Oh, you still haven't done it?
I forgot, man.
I forgot about it. I didn't know I was being recorded, but that shit is.
Yeah. Because you kind of forget about the camera after a while.
Yeah, it's not. I don't do this for the camera. It's just like
yeah,
my
just
reactions
to be there.
Yeah, or my reactions. Like I just
that's the beauty of it. We don't script nothing. We don't do nothing. It's all natural.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Ah, just like our hair.
Yeah, damn right.
Ah, well,
you got
yeah, goddamn right.
You got hair.
I got hair on my face.
There you go.
Ah, I'm a man. Okay, my lion's mane.
There you go.
Yeah,
the Lion King.
Ah.
Girlies like to call that nigga Mufasa.
Ooh. Ooh. Mufasa, 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 Mufasa.
Oh, PJ.
Yes.
I think we need to teach them some black history real quick.
Ah, goddamn.
Especially since we just found out. We were recording this after we did the big Instagram live for 2 fucking hours.
Right? That's amazing. I mean, people just came in.
The funny thing about it is that when I started that, I didn't think nobody would even bother. Like, because I'm like, it's Saturday night. People out doing their thing. And we actually got people in there. People wanted to join the convo. Like, we had people like, hey,
right,
can I get in? I didn't even know you could do that. That's how often, like, not often I use Instagram. I post shit. I don't actually do shit. So
yeah, I don't do shit. So
if y'all want more of us getting on live, like I said, because PJ can even do that if he's not here. He can join in too from his house.
That's what I did for two, apparently like an hour and a half before I got over here.
And then you drove on the way here and then you just.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Might do more shit like that. We used to do shit like that. We stopped doing it. But I'm going to start doing that again.
Goddamn.
People seem to enjoy that.
You know, this summer was the perfect time.
It was.
Like I was over here early and all that shit.
It was.
Now we're back on the school schedule. Yeah, right? That's what happens. It's okay.
But I heard somebody said they appreciate us doing the black history. So we will continue to do that black history. And I will give this card to PJ.
Okay.
And he'll tell y'all about who we got this week.
Alice H. Parker.
I don't know her really.
1895 to unknown. She Ooh. Was technology and engineering.
Okay.
An inventor.
Yes.
Oh. Attended Howard University.
Ah.
Filed for a patent in 1919 for a heating gas system which used natural gas.
Oh.
Her central heating system had air ducts and multiple burner systems, which would be much safer than burning firewood.
Mm.
Her invention helped lay the groundwork for keeping millions of homes and businesses warm.
Okay.
While very little is known about Alice, she is considered one of the most groundbreaking and influential African-American inventors, opening the doors for not only African-Americans, but all women.
There you go.
Ah, Alice H. Parker.
There you go. Black history for that ass.
Yeah, and they got a drawing of her. Like, it's not even a picture. She was,
Oh, I see, yeah.
That's real.
Damn.
That's like Sacagawea or some shit. Like, we've heard of her, but.
Don't have no actual photo.
Yeah.
Damn. That's wild.
Okay.
But this ain't unknown, I guess. So.
Yeah.
Well, PJ.
Yeah.
I know you got something special you want to do, so I'm going to run through this info real quick so we can get to that. And give you a moment to get ready, too, because it looked like you forgot.
Fuck. Yeah, I did. Okay.
So while he's doing that.
What is that?
We're all over social media. If you want to follow us, which I hope you do, because we love talking to all y'all. As y'all saw on Instagram, I like fucking with you. We like interacting.
Yes.
And we like when you interact back with us.
Goddamn right.
We're all over the Instagram. And shit, but we're also on Twitter mainly though, and that's at capital H, capital V, capital H, capital P, lowercase podcast, HVH podcast on Twitter. PJ's there at Paulie PJ, but he doesn't interact on there as much. If you want to holler at PJ, you should find him on Instagram at
614P. @SixOneFourP_music.
And you can find your SoundCloud music where?
@SixOneFourP _music.
There you go. And we're on, the show is on Instagram under Home Video Hustle Podcast. Just type in Home Video Hustle. We're also on Facebook. We don't get a lot of interaction on there, but we do get some. So we're on Facebook to YouTube page where we put out videos every Wednesday. And I'm currently thinking about starting a separate video series to kind of clear out some of those movies we had back then, because this is going to be forever. So I got ideas, and hopefully you'll start seeing those.
I just feel like it's there's always movies dropping, so we're never going to
It'll never end.
Okay.
But I at least want to get it down to a bag instead of three bags.
Okay.
Went hard with that shit. So YouTube videos every Wednesday. If you want to know what movie we're going to watch on Friday, we always pick them randomly on Wednesday, and there's going to be a slight tweak to how we do that. You'll find out more later. You can leave us an iTunes review. We have a new one. A new iTunes review. And it fucked me up.
Okay.
I can't remember who it was from. I'll see if I can look it up real quick. But it was a 5-star review. And the actual review just said Brent.
Ah.
That was all it said.
Good shit. So apparently they fuck with you.
I guess. There was one like that for you, though. It just says, PJ is the man, or some shit like that.
Aw, thank you, guys. I don't know what that means exactly.
I guess they love you. If somebody out there loves me, I guess.
We're just regular niggas out here, you know?
Hey, maybe they like regular ass niggas.
Maybe they like, you know? I would hope so.
I'm going to try and see. Can I pull up reviews right here?
Mm-hmm.
Because it fucked me up because I was like scrolling. I'm like, wait, oh, it's just my name. All right.
Nothing more, nothing less.
Hey, I appreciate the love, man. Like I said, I'll take what I can get.
Yeah. Goddamn right.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. It's 5 stars from Sumo Pot Pie.
Okay.
August 15, 2021. The title is HUSTLE, Hustle.
Wow.
And the actual description or the actual review just says Brent.
Good shit.
So.
Good shit.
Thank you, Sumo Pot Pie.
Thank you.
You see, we have a 4.9 out of 5, PJ, because we got.
I feel like that's great.
We got 62 5-star reviews, 1 3-star, and 1 1-star.
We have 62?
62 5-star reviews. 1 3-star and 1 1-star.
This is on iTunes?
Yeah.
62 5-star reviews?
Yeah,
I think I've heard this. Oh my fucking gosh.
Oh, there's the one I was talking about. There's one. It's from Cal J Tune from November 17th, 2017. So an early one.
Uh-huh.
It says, "You're my boy, PJ. I love this podcast. I could totally relate to PJ." Laughing emoji.
Well, thanks. I'm glad I'm so relatable.
Big Brother B from May 12, 2018.
Uh-huh.
"What a freaking smooth voice PJ has.
Oh.
And Brent is a ton of fun. I dig the low-key vibe of the show and the super random movies they do on the show. Keep up the good work."
That was from 2017?
Yep.
God damn. Okay.
People love us, man.
Wow.
We got fans.
62 reviews? That's hot. Come on.
All right, real quick. I'm going to just read this last one just because of the title.
Oh.
From January 7th of this year, 5 stars, titled "The Real Hustle." "Brent and PJ bring an awesome energy into the show. Each episode they talk about some of the most famous movies and really giving their own spin from how people have been discussing these movies before."
Give our own spin. Yeah, I definitely like that. Do that. Yes.
So let me see. Oh, we have a Patreon page too on social media. Patreon.com/homevideohustle.
Uh-huh.
Support the show. We got $1 tier, $3 tiers, or you can whatever the fuck you want to donate. We appreciate anything you can give us. And you get full video recordings of the podcast, bonus podcast episodes. I was like, what else? I noticed some of my mom blanked hard.
Uh-oh.
The biggest perk that people love about Patreon is that you can make us watch anything you want. We don't care. And we've watched.
No, I care.
PJ
cares. But I can't do anything about it.
That's right.
Okay.
Because I'm like, no, it has to be PJ.
Yes.
It's done is better more than it's done is wrong.
Yeah.
I will admit that. There's only been a few real bad ones. Roller Gator and Dune are the two latest ones they remember.
Fuck you, Patrick.
And Joey.
Yes.
But yeah, for $1 tier, you can make us watch anything you want to watch once. Mm-hmm. $3 tier, it just goes on and on until the podcast is over with, which won't be for a long time.
Exactly.
So that's all that good shit. But PJ has something special he wanted to do for you because we have a homie named Trey Voorhees that makes music. That intro music and his outro music you'll hear later. He did that for us. He was actually in town yesterday.
Yeah.
I got to meet him in person.
Yeah.
Chill with him for a minute.
He's a cool guy. He changed his hair and everything.
Yeah, he got the purple hair now.
He's exactly like how he portrays himself. I hope he says the same about us.
I mean, I don't know why.
But like how he portrays himself when we interact.
Yeah, he's not putting up no fronts.
Yeah, it's exactly
it's
who
him.
You think it.
He came in here with a Friday the 13th t-shirt and Friday the 13th Jason socks.
Come on. Go on.
About that shit.
Dedication.
But he gave PJ, he does a Twitch stream where he makes beats live on stream. And me and PJ were tuned in one day and we hit him up on there. It's like, yo, man. Or PJ was like, yo, man, I need that beat, man. I would love to rap over that. And he actually mixed it live on camera and sent it to PJ live.
Yeah.
And I have that beat here. PJ wanted to spit some of his bars.
Yeah,
I told him
I would do this just for him because he came. He didn't have to do that. You came into Columbus and decided personally to fuck with us.
That's right.
Well, fuck with Brent. I just came.
Well, you was here too, though. Well, he for both of us, you just were busy right then.
Yeah, right.
With signage. You had to work. Yeah. Mandatory fucking overtime.
That's it. Come on.
Just insane. But let me know when you're ready.
You know how warehouses go.
I'm gonna even turn my mic down. This is all you right now. So when you're ready.
Shit. All right. Whenever I'm ready. All right, let's go.
Right now?
Let's go.
All right.
Thank you, Trade Voorhees. I guess I should talk shit in the beginning, but you already know.
I feel like Sway right now.
Yeah? I said, I be waiting on the one, the sun be peeking through the clouds. My speech be turning about, my reach is loud, but feet be out of bounds. My spirit. Ooh, run me back, Sway, one more time. Run me back. Ooh.
Got you.
We waiting on it. See, I haven't done this. It's been a while since he said
this. That's why I was wondering if he was
doing it live or not. Yeah, I got it.
I'm out again.
It's the last one. And on the one that, hang on, no. Been trying to find my rhythm number. Yeah, my song is reaching heaven, try, but yeah. Yeah, that's for you. Drink up, sir. Yeah. I be waiting on the one, the sun be peeking through the clouds. My speech be turned to foul, my reach be long, but feet is out of bounds. My song is reaching heaven, tribe of seven, Jeremiah style. Holy, tell me where I'm bound so I can lay live for a while. In the alley of tornadoes, like my chicken wings flat. I might have picked up on some habits from the south of the map, but it's north side to south side where daddy has traps. When your lakes get frozen over, you can fish from the hatch. With new era from the 9-1, who calling my cap? I push and follow from my bro gone, I'm giving you facts. She got some problems, but her throat long. It help me relax. I got some problems as I cope strong. My mama hate that. I feel the sailing at a nigga popping shit. I'm banging this my solo on the street, Kelton. I'm speaking on the ops. My demons know that beats me. Yes and no. There's power in the tongue, so don't you speak on what my kid or no. Say I'm just waiting on the bus to the north side. Hey. Say I'm just waiting on the bus to the north side. I had a chorus, but I said. Hey, I'm sorry. Okay.
You good. Keep going.
Coming in.
All right.
I said, God damn it, Sway. I really do miss her. I never do call her. I had to escape. I'm down on the south side. But back in the morning, I give you the portrait. Give me the foresight. Like 2020, I need to support slice. With Sunny C4 slice, I'm getting money. Pass me the weed. I'm getting the munchies. My high be coming down. Feeling the breeze. I'm doing something. Get deep up in the field. You got the arm. I got the chills. When I got chills, you run me something like talking to the OGs like Coke needs. This is down on Kelton with old school and 03. This is the instant only. The only. That's all I had. That's all I had right there. But yeah.
That was good though.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Oh shit.
Sorry.
Mixing them
See,
up.
See the fade.
Shit, that was good though.
Thanks, sir.
There you go.
Come on, Sway.
Yeah. I'm sure he's gonna love hearing that shit.
I try. It's not finished. It is finished, but it's not in this phone.
Well, you said you had a hook and all that
shit.
Yeah,
it's just not in this phone.
You had it, that wasn't just as a freestyle. You actually was going to make a song.
Yes. I really felt that shit.
Okay.
I was on the bus.
I could tell. I had a feeling.
Something was wrong with my car or something. You remember?
Your car? Which car?
And I had to like, that was the day I.
Was it the van?
No, that was the day.
Oh, your car. Oh.
Yeah, something happened.
That's when we were watching the Voorhees stream, and your car was leaking.
Brake fluid.
Thank you.
And I had to get that shit fixed.
Yeah, because we ended up chilling here going to Waffle House, and then after a while, you caught the bus outside when it started running. That's right, yeah. Was that when you wrote that?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
That's why, yeah. It
that's what the day he gave you the beat. That's
yeah, and I was like, fuck it, because I was still, you know, I was still in the mode.
Yeah, because I went outside, and PJ was, he was pouring brake fluid into his car, and he reversed. He was like, how's it look? I'm like, bro, there's a puddle.
There was
like,
nothing.
It looks bad. It looks like you just poured that shit onto the ground.
It looks bad.
Well, I was like, man, you can't dry that shit, though.
That shit. Shit. There you go, Trey. I told you I would do it. I got you to, I just need to, you know, go ahead and still lay it down after I get all my lyrics together in one folder.
There you go.
All right.
Well, shit, on that note, man, I ain't even gonna say much. I'm gonna leave it at that. That was good
shit.
All
right.
She did like sweat, had a hip. I was like, hold on to the camera.
Your turn.
So, I just got one thing left to say after all that.
And what is that?
I'm Brent.
And I'm PJ.
I'm Brent.
Say it one more time.
I'm Brent.
And I'm PJ.
Just had to let you know.
Oh.
Hi there. This is the
Manster. Oh, hit the wrong button.
Okay.
You know what? That's what I get for talking shit.
One more time.
There's a backstory for that.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not telling them.
No.
Because she know what I'm talking about.
Goddamn right.
But again, I'm Brent.
And I'm PJ. There you go.
Oh, shit. Pilot Comics got another little bit. Have a good rest of your Friday.
Yes.
Have a good rest of whatever the fuck day you listen to this on. Ricky O, the story of Ricky, I think is on YouTube. It's not very easily accessible unless you import that new Blu-ray, because that DVD, I think, has been out of print. I think so. I got that shit. I got that shit back when I was in the Blue Room, so. It's been a minute. So.
God damn, the Blue Room. Yeah. Fuck.
So that had to be at least like 20.
That's some years.
11?
6? 27?
No, yeah. it was after that because I had a job. That's how I got it. So it had to be like 2010, 2011, because remember the broadcasting school and shit. So it was one of those 2 years, 10 or 11.
Oh, no, I meant 6 or 7 years.
Oh, well, yeah, no, probably more like 10 at this point.
Like 10?
Yeah.
Fuck.
11 or so, yeah.
Fuck.
Yep.
We're old.
Yep.
Hell.
We getting up there, Pete.
Yeah.
You about to be 30 in
I'm
a little
about
bit.
To be 30.
As this comes out, nigga, you getting closer, bro.
Right? Is this September?
This is the last of August.
Oh, goddamn right. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Because next episode after this, I got a pre-recorded one. It's a special episode.
Okay.
People been wondering about this person, and you'll find out what's been going down.
Come on.
So.
Oh.
Oh. I had to let it come back.
All right.
Till then.
Yes.
Peace.
Peace. Thank you.